Star 95.9, good Monday morning, everybody. 8:06 right here on the Big Old Morning Show. That's Granger Smith. Happens like that. And we are joined now in the studio. Very special guest with us this morning, City Manager Mark Maxwell. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. How's that coffee treating you?
It's pretty strong.
Yeah, that's strong. How Dave likes to make it.
We make it strong because we get up before breakfast every morning, and we need some nourishment
Indeed. And
some firepower.
Yes, sir.
Well, Mark, you got it.
It's great to have you here today. You got city council meeting tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
Kind of a lengthy agenda. However, one of the most important things will be the appointment of Sulphur Springs Police Chief Jay Sanders to be the new Director of Public Safety.
That's right. He's been filling in there for a couple of months, and he's doing a great job, and they'll make it official tomorrow night.
Okay, tell us now exactly what his job is going to be. Now, the Director of Public Safety is going to basically oversee both the police department and the fire department. He's not going to be a firefighter, so to speak. There's a lot of administrative duties that go with both of those positions.
It's an administrative position, but the truth of the matter is he does go out and fight fires with them. He goes in the door with them. He rolls hose with them.
Which he was trained in that.
Prior. Yeah, he's a certified basic firefighter.
I think, if I may take a guess, North Hopkins Volunteer Fire Department.
I don't know about that, but I know he's EMT. There. I know he's EMT as well.
And that takes a lot of training to take both of those things. It's not an easy course, especially when you're going full time as the police chief. When you're going full time to school for that.
Jay's a very capable man, and he's a good leader, and that's why we made the change.
Okay, a lot of Facebook is notorious for rumors getting spread. You know, we had one today. I heard one yesterday that Sally Fields had died. That was completely untrue. Spread worldwide, thousands and thousands of shares and condolences. Well, she's alive and well. 71 years old today, as Jordan mentioned a few minutes ago. But
so rumors of her demise are premature.
They are premature. You know who said that the first time?
Wasn't that Churchill?
I was going to say Mark Twain.
Maybe. I thought it was Churchill.
Greatly exaggerated,
yes.
Something like that. But anyway, Facebook rumors, they're unverified most of the time. Anybody can post anything, basically, on Facebook. Tell us about how that has affected the city lately.
So, late last week, Facebook was just lit up with all of this disinformation about how the city and the county were going to either combine departments or, it depends on which version you read. One of the versions I read said that the city's fire budget was $1.9 million, which is correct. The county's is $400,000, which is incorrect. It's about $800,000. And that the county was going to take over the whole thing and do it for a cool million, which is bizarre. The math would never work out. And that the city manager and the judge had had secret meetings and worked it all out, and it was going to happen, and there was going to be massive layoffs. And I mean, it's just, and that spreads like wildfire because it appeals to the fear that's part of human nature. And so it did. It spread like wildfire, and it gained momentum, and it got shared and liked and believed is the problem. And the thing about lies is they can be based on nothing, or a really good lie is based on some shred of truth. And there is a shred of truth. And the shred of truth is in fact, the council did ask me to go visit the judge and see if there's ways that we could cooperate to provide our services more efficiently. And that could be anything. It could be police, fire, dispatch, streets. It could be administrative functions. It could be tax collections, whatever. And so, in fact, I did have a meeting with the judge the very next day, and we agreed that, yes, we ought to start having some discussions.
So
we haven't even started discussions. Right. But to hear it told, the world's coming to an end.
Mm-hmm. Well, like all government, meetings are essential now. How about a possibility of the city council having joint meetings with the commissioner's court? Now, I know that's happened before for various
It has issues. Happened before, and I expect it'll happen again. Absolutely. I don't see any kind of a combination of effort happening without more than one joint meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell us a little bit about, I'm sure there is some duplication of services between the city and the county.
Okay, so the big topic is fire. right? And so there is. So several years ago, the county decided that they would have their first professionally, you know, paid fire department. And so council members look at that and say, you know, that kind of creates a problem for taxpayers inside the city limits. And the problem is this. They're paying for the Sulphur Springs Fire Department, and then they're also paying for the Hopkins County Fire Department. Is that right to ask the taxpayer to do that, and is there a better way to do it? And honestly, they should be asking those kinds of questions. You expect them to. And maybe the way it's being done is the best way to do it. Maybe the best way to do it is like they do it in Titus County, where the city of Mount Pleasant provides the fire services for all of the county, and the county writes them a check. Or maybe it should be the other way around, or maybe it should be a fire district. You know, there are independent fire districts here and there. I don't know how many of them, but or, like I said, maybe we should just, when we get to the end where we've done a lot of homework, we'll say, you know what, maybe it should just stay like it is. And we don't know, because honestly, we haven't gathered the data. We haven't evaluated it. We really haven't.
And that's where people are misinformed. As you're saying, this is all maybe. It needs to be discussed, and that's where the discussion.
And it ought to be discussed.
But that hasn't started yet, and people are misinformed, believing that that discussion has been there,
right,
and that a decision has been made, and when in all reality.
And the driving force, which makes you believe it, is fear. Because if you're a city employee in any kind of function, police, fire, dispatch, tax collection, streets, where the same effort is being provided over at the county, the natural instinct is fear. Oh my God, that could be me, right? And then your wife and your mom and the whole family gets upset, and fear just feeds off of itself.
Okay, let's talk about the
it's natural.
I know it's natural. How about the police protection? Now there's a sheriff's department and a police department. I don't know how many officers that is in total. Has there been any speculation or any discussions? I know there haven't been discussions about merging those. I know a lot of areas throughout the country have a county police department.
Well, coming from California, I've seen plenty of places where the county provides it for the city. And I'm not so sure that would lead to any efficiency because of the sheer call volume that they do. And so I would be doubtful that there's any efficiencies to be reaped. But I haven't looked at it. And so, honestly, to give it its fair shake, we're going to have to look at it.
And, you know, you're fortunate to have working with the city, Peter Karstens, who is amazing at the way he can crunch numbers. And
he's a financial genius.
Show what everything's mm-hmm. going on.
Yeah, he's a financial genius, and we've only got him for another year or two.
Why do you think that now?
Well, he could retire and draw Social Security today.
Wow, really?
He just chooses to work for a couple more years.
Well, you know what? It's interesting. It's a challenge. Probably never more challenging than it is right now with all this stuff happening.
Well, it is a challenge, and here's the big challenge I mean, everybody knows they want better roads, and you can see all over town there are roads that are either completely deteriorated or well on the way, and then you find several that we've rebuilt. But I don't think what people understand, I don't think they understand the sheer size of that problem. So think about this. If you know that a car is going to last, optimistically, let's say 10 years, you're losing 10% of the value every year. You should put aside 10% of the purchase price of the next one every year to plan on your next purchase, right? And we should do that for streets. And we do the math, and we know that we should be budgeting roughly $3 million for street reconstruction every year. We're budgeting $1.4 on a good year. So how does that math work out over the years? It gets worse and worse and worse. So what do we do? So we're constantly searching for ways to become more efficient.
speaking with City Manager Mark Maxwell this morning. You know, as we've mentioned, there's a lot of fear going on, a lot of speculation about certain things, certain changes. Do you encourage people to stop by city council meetings and just be more informed? And
well, yeah, that's the big problem. They don't.
Yeah.
So last year, not this budget process that we just completed, but the year before, there was a big meeting. Everybody showed up about the potato sign. And then they all left. And right after they left, we sold $18 million worth of bonds and nobody was there.
Wow.
No, $18 million bucks. The biggest issue by far on the agenda, but they were there for the potato sign. Mm-hmm. And that's the frustration that we face, is the important issues nobody's paying attention to. Right. Nobody wants to participate in the process.
Yeah.
Okay, election day coming up tomorrow. Constitutional amendment, nothing that directly affects us here in Sulphur Springs or Hopkins County, is there?
Oh, there's taxation issues that affect us, you know. How will veterans be treated and such? And so I would encourage everybody, be part of the process. Go online, like I did, pull up the amendments, read them, make a decision, and go vote.
One other thing while you're here, Mark. Paris has a very important election coming up on their PEDC, the Paris Economic Development Corporation.
Yep, they do.
They want to take the funding away out of that quarter cent sales tax that Paris has that funds the EDC, divert that back to the city council for streets and roads. And the city council has said, well, we're going to still support the EDC. Maybe not so much without that tax money that's not going to be going to roads.
So apparently they've got the same street issue
that
we do. And that's how they want to deal with it. And and I'll tell you, it's nothing new to have a street issue. Nearly every city in Texas, and I would say every city in Texas that's an older city like this one, is dealing with it. If you're a new city like Fate and it's just booming and all the roads are new, you're not going to have this issue. But every other city does. And that's what they want to do. I'm not so sure that's very wise. In looking at our EDC and the success that they're having and, frankly, are about to have, I think you'd be stepping over dollars to pick up nickels.
You know, I've noticed that in my travels, and I love to travel. I just went out to visit my daughter out in California. They have fantastic roads. And Linda happened to remark on that. And I said, Linda, what are your taxes out here? Well, they've got the county income tax, the city income tax.
No, let me tell you the real reason.
What is the real reason?
Is because in California, you've got state gas tax on top of your federal gas tax.
Mm-hmm.
And that state gas tax goes to the state, and they use some of it, and they send the rest out to counties and cities, and they use the rest. That doesn't happen in Texas. So the federal gas tax that comes to the state stays at the state, and counties and cities are left with property tax to do the rest. And here's the thing. Citizens want great streets, and they want low property taxes. Which do you think they want more? Low property taxes, no doubt.
Right.
And
well,
so
that's the same thing. Everybody wants great schools, but look at the success of most bond elections.
Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
Yeah, not now. I don't want to go today.
City Manager Mark Maxwell joining us this morning on the Big Old Morning Show. Just to recap, if somebody's just now joining us, anything that you're seeing on Facebook, just turn the eye, turn the cheek to that.
Just call and get informed. So on one end of the spectrum you have fear, and on the other end you have facts. Get the facts. It'll do a lot to dispel the fear.
There you go. Thank you for stopping by
this
morning.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate that. Come on by anytime you want. City Manager Mark Maxwell with us on the Big Old Morning Show. More music coming up. Mayor Morris, Kenny Chesney, coming your way.